A cup of coffee is a good way for many people to start their day. But it can also do much greater good. Man Yong Ker is a former Sudanese child refugee. When he was 3 years old, his village was attacked and burned during his country's civil war in the 1980s. He was separated from his parents. He never saw them again. Kerr is one of the so-called lost boys of Sudan, one of 20,000 young Sudanese who escaped from their villages and made the 1,600-kilometer walk to Ethiopia. Kerr lived in a refugee camp in Ethiopia's Gambela region for 13 years. When he was 16, Kerr came to the United States as an unaccompanied minor refugee. While he was in college in the American state of Virginia, he started Humanity Helping Sudan to raise awareness of the refugees. Today, Kerr is an American citizen. He is owner and founder of a coffee company called 734. It is part of his larger Humanity Helping Sudan project. The coffee company's name is meaningful. It comes from the geographical coordinates of the Gambela area, 7 degrees north and 34 degrees east. The company helps the more than 200,000 refugees living in the Gambela area. Kerr said, "I know the struggle those refugees face every day. You see kids die from hunger because they don't have enough food. You see kids dying of cholera. You see kids dying of a disease. You see kids just running away from the refugee camp, just want to go to a place to be home, but they die there on the way." 80% of Kerr's profits from 734 Coffee goes toward the refugees. Profits go toward buying school supplies and sending more of the children to school. And as Kerr explains, the money helps refugees help themselves. A cup of 734 coffee, for example, can also buy one fishing net for a refugee. This helps them become self-sufficient, Kerr explains.
That's why we give fishing net, because they can go to river and fish for themselves. If you build a small community garden, they can grow their own food.
Kerr operates 734 Coffee from two warehouses in Virginia. But the coffee beans come from African-owned and operated farms in Gambela. The beans are roasted by local coffee roasters in the U.S. Kerr sells the coffee online, at events, and to coffee stores. Megan Murphy owns a bakery near Washington, D.C. She serves 734 coffee to her customers.
The customers love it. Whenever they find out about the project, about the mission, they connect right with it. The coffee tastes delicious, and so it's a win-win on both sides. You get to enjoy coffee at the same time, be part of a bigger project.
I'm Jonathan Evans.